Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Bravo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bravo. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGraw moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGraw scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bravo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Williams moves to third. McGraw moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-1 in the game. Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. McGraw scores. Hermann moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Angel Bravo now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan strikes out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Bob Miller. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhlander takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.